that's how I open all of my sessions.
So great. Hello.
Hello.
This is Ghost to Show You. Bonus ghost. I'm Lillian.
I'm Emily.
And we're both here today with our good friend, Aaron Harris, who is an amazing actor. He does incredible voice over work. Is that what you call it? Voice acting?
Voice acting, voice work.
He's a regular comedian. Acting. Yeah. And also, obviously, a very talented tarot card.
Thank you.
Rita.
Interpreter? Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome.
And we should mention gay. Just get that right out.
Yeah, I'm gay. I am gay.
And single and beautiful.
So
I am gay. I'm just reading from the cue card. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
They do subscribe.
Anyone else who wants to come out on our podcast, absolutely, this is the place to do it. Feel free to come out.
I can tell the listeners that it's a very safe space.
So let's start by just talking about your history with, kind of the spirit and tarot work. And I also want to mention that you are our tarot guru, and we've referred to you multiple times in the past episodes. And so we thought it was only right that we should bring you on so the listeners get to know who you are, tarot consultant
our
and friend.
Source.
So you can get a lot of comments that are like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I actually can recommend somebody.
Yeah.
I can recommend myself. I've been reading tarot.
Yeah.
I guess the idea of ghosts or the spirit realm or, like, you know, the magical world or whatever has always been something that has interested me, that I've been kind of just, like, naturally drawn to. And it's never been something that I found, like, terrifying or, like, that I don't want to go, you know, like, I don't want to go there. And I've always been interested in tarot also. And then 5 or 6 years ago, an old coworker of mine, she was getting tarot readings from this friend of hers who she was raving about. And so I set up a tarot reading with this woman who we did it over the phone. She lived in LA. And I think it was my first real tarot reading. Like, mm-hmm. I had gotten, when I first moved to New York, I was by myself at Metropolitan Bar. And there was a tarot reader there. And I was... she was like closing up and I begged her to give me a tarot reading and she was like, okay, fine. And then she was also drunk to the point of like not even looking at me. I mean, there's like, there, it is true that, like, you know, doing drugs and drinking, like, does, it opens you up in a way that is really good.
Thank God. Yeah. Because that's kind of the whole basis of our,
But I mean, it's like, it is, you know, when, it's like, our whole when people brand. Are like, oh, like, you need to be as sober as possible. It's like, actually, no, like, you can be more open.
Can I just say really quickly that Emily just took a swig out of a mezcal bottle?
Well, I'm just getting into character.
I really love it.
Get into it, yeah.
Do you want some?
No, thank you.
Fine.
Yeah, give me some.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll have a little sip.
Wow. Okay, well, now I have to because you guys are... It feels like we're at, like, a cantina, like a dusty roadside sort of tarot cantina, if you will.
And it's an unmarked bottle, probably made in a bathtub.
There's three
somewhere.
X's on the side of the brown label.
I'm wearing
and
a cowboy hat.
Hiccuping actual bubbles.
Yes, yep. Mm-hmm. So that's fun. Set the scene for our listeners.
Oh, man, I keep derailing this.
No. It was my fault.
Now I'm just thinking of that movie... sound like such a queer. The movie with Elizabeth Taylor and
Paul Newman?
No. I think it's Rock Hudson.
Mm.
Speaking of gays,
mm-hmm.
where he, like, is a rich, like, oil tycoon in Texas, and he brings Elizabeth Taylor back to the estate.
I don't know.
And she's like, I may be from the city, but I can certainly ride a horse. I'm not.
I think we all remember when she said that. Okay.
Right.
One of those, it's actually, like, written somewhere in my room, kind of on a banner.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the number one quote that
motivation.
Comes up.
I think
a
lot of people
Google.
Have that poster in
yeah,
their college
that
dorm
was
rooms.
Very important to me.
A lot of city girls aspired to ride horses after that.
So, okay, so I got this reading from this woman who was reading tarot at Metropolitan Bar and by myself, and she's like pulling the cards. I don't remember what they were, but she was like, you have a lot of haters.
Wow.
And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, you need to watch your back because there are people around you who are trying to take you down.
Wow.
And I was like, that's interesting considering I just moved here 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, you know, I like to make peace with people. I don't like.
Yeah,
I
very don't, peaceful
I don't
guy.
Like, I don't like drama, you know? Yeah.
And he means it, folks.
Yeah, attention, you know, any potential partners out there that are listening.
I don't like drama. Okay. So there was that, and then there was, you know, like a gap of a few years until I got this reading with this wonderful reader named Angela, who it was actually in the reading that she suggested, she was like, you would be a really good tarot reader. Do you meditate? Do you have an altar? Do you have a tarot deck? Like, you would really, really benefit from doing all that stuff.
Hmm.
And she kind of gave me basic instructions for, like, this is what, like, a meditation altar, like a magic altar needs. You know, go out and get a candle, whatever color, like, is the first thing. Whatever candle, you know, strikes you, go grab that and then set it up and start meditating and start working with tarot, because I really think that, like, you will benefit from it. So that's when I started to take it a little bit more seriously. And it also happened to coincide with my ex and I, like, we had broken up, but then, like, we got back together, but then we broke up. And then it was, like, either I wanted to get back together and he didn't, and he wanted to get back together and I didn't. But this was, like, one of the, I wanted to get back together with him and he didn't, and I was devastated. And I don't think I'm unique in having this experience, is that, like, well, when you, like, feel totally lost or, like, you don't know what to do, I was like, I might as well turn to the tarot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not sleeping anyways. I might as well learn. I might as well learn about this.
Mm-hmm.
And the first deck that I had was a deck that a lot of people love.
Like, I don't trash. Use it anymore. It's trash.
No, it's not trash. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I actually used this person's
come on, give us the sound bites we're looking for. We need you to spill fine. The tea.
The tarot tea. Fine. Wild Unknown tarot deck is extremely esoteric, and I think it's really hard for people to learn on it, because you can tell that the person who wrote it and drew it was really struggling to complete it, because she says so in her little booklet, and you can tell that it's very heavy.
She says that in her booklet?
She does, yeah. She's like, she was like, this is a huge struggle. And I think she's a gorgeous... And it comes through
in the cards.
To me, it really came through, and I'm saying, I think once I learned more about tarot, I returned to that deck, and I was like, oh, like, this makes more sense to me. I still don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But, so anyways, I had that deck.
No shade, yeah.
No shade. No shade. I love your animal spirit deck. So that's how I got into it. Was really, you know, through Angela telling me to, and then through a breakup and being like, I need to know what the grand plan is. And then using that deck with its, you know, sort of like not so like awesome image. You know, it's intense. It's an intense deck. And then I moved to the more traditional, like what everybody kind of.
The Rider-Waite.
The Rider-Waite, yeah. The Rider-Waite Smith deck, which is like what everybody, that's the deck that mm-hmm. people think of.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge help. And then, yeah, it's like the more I got into it, the more interesting I found it. It came kind of really naturally to me. I love finding patterns and putting odd things together that don't seem like they fit. So the whole storytelling aspect of it was really interesting. And then I stopped for a while because I did my first psychic meditation and got totally freaked out.
Mm.
Why? What happened?
It was just...
And can you explain what that is?
Yes. So when you are meditating and you're doing a mindfulness meditation, it's very much an internal focus on the breath, focus on being here in the moment. You know, when your mind wanders, like, say that's okay, and then come back to the breath and it's calming. But that's it's kind of the only purpose is to observe the breath. In a psychic meditation, you are trying to relax yourself enough to open yourself up to receiving psychic messages and images. And it's like you're actively trying to connect with spirits. So in a psychic meditation, what usually happens is you will do some sort of energy work, like where you start to feel energy from the bottom of your feet, you know, moving up through the chakra system, opening up and protecting you and blah, 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 blah. That's kind of the right way to do it, and the right way to, like, when you are meditating and protecting, you know, it's like imagining that you're protecting yourself in, you know, white light, blah, 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 blah. That's like the healthy way to do it. I wasn't that far yet. I just had read on a website, this is how you do a psychic meditation. I wasn't ready for it. And it was like, sit in a chair, close your eyes, and then imagine something like an object that you can open, whether it be a flower opening or... I think the one that they suggested that I ended up using was like, you are in like a hotel room or you're in a room that has doors that lead out onto a balcony, and like meditate. While you're meditating, imagine that you are opening the doors, and when you open the doors, you're getting ready to, you know, receive from spirit. And so I did that, and I was just like not prepared enough to get what was coming to me. Mm. But I think that some of it was just like me being a little bit like jumpy to begin with, but I swear to goddess that I opened up those doors, I started smelling sulfur. I started feeling scratches like on the back of my chair. I swear, and I think, and it was like, those things I know are concrete. Everything else that happened, I was like, this might just be fear on, like, you know, fear feeding fear. But I stuck with it. Oh, the other thing that I should not have done that I was doing in that meditation, because it wasn't a guided meditation, was I was doing a crown chakra, like binaural sound wave meditation to open up the crown chakra. And the crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, is like, that's the one that needs to be open. If it's too open, you're like seeing spirits and you're just getting too much information. Especially if you're not grounded, like you aren't going to be overwhelmed and you're not going to know what to do with it. So I was doing this psychic meditation for the first time while listening to a crown chakra.
You were really going for it.
I really went for it. And so, yeah, like I started to smell sulfur. I felt, I could feel like nails scratching at the back of the chair, but I made it through the 15-minute meditation. I had to open my eyes one or two times. And then it was very calm, like, afterwards, but I was still, like, there was a period of time where, like, I didn't want to use tarot cards. My altar scared me. Fuck. Like, it was just, like, it was intense. It took me a minute to recover from that.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, that is scary. That's very, I can't believe you stuck with the whole 15-minute meditation, despite the fact that you're smelling sulfur and things are scratching at your back.
I mean, I was, like, until I can feel, like, somebody breathing on me or I can feel something like stabbing me, like I'm going to stick with this. Oh my God. But maybe I'll just open my eyes a little bit every now and then. And I think I did open something up because weeks later, I was not home. I was at work, but my roommate at the time had a friend over who said that, like, they were in the living room having dinner. And then if you look, you know, to your right in my living room, sitting down at the table, there's the kitchen. And then my room is off the kitchen. And he said, he was like, huh, he was like, is that Aaron? Like, who, there's something, just somebody just like dressed all in brown, just like kind of like went into Aaron's room.
What?
And so, yeah, he said that he saw, like, he was like, I just saw like this like old man hunched over, like kind of like walking into your room. So
you're like, bitch, that's obviously not me. How yeah, dare
I
you?
I was like, I would never wear all brown.
Not your color.
Yeah.
You're more jewel tones.
Obviously.
And I mean, I'm a Libra rising, so it's like, you know, pastel.
Yeah.
So that was like more, I mean, that I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen this figure, but I definitely felt it. And it took, I like had to ask, I don't remember if I asked somebody or if it was just like I went on YouTube or whatever, and it was like, this is how you get rid of them. You just say like, hey, it's time for you to go. And then you're like, once I kind of understood and read more about like, it's not their power, it's your power.
Mm.
That's going to determine the relationship that you have.
Interesting. But who do you think that was? Or
I don't know. Because
just like a random spirit?
It was a random spirit. And, you know, I've never had a reading with a medium that's been accurate in terms of people who have passed over who want to communicate with me. And it's because I didn't really have a relationship with any of my grandparents, or I have not had like an extremely close friend who has passed away. Or even if I have had, you know, friends or people who are closer to me, you know, who have passed on, like, there's no reason why this person would want to talk to me right now. Like, right. They don't have a message for me. So I don't think that it was like my grandfather, for example, but it could be, I don't know. My building's old. Buildings are old in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the front bedroom of my apartment is definitely haunted, but mine's not.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, knock a couple $100 off the haunted room.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's exactly, that's add in my, a couple to my current hundred. Roommate. That's exactly what I did. I just knocked off money off of your rent.
Cool. All right. Do you want to tell us about your top
paranormal experiences?
Yeah.
Well, I know one in specific that I want to hear about, but you can choose, and I'm sure you have multiple.
Yeah, well, okay, so the first one that's, like, not that weird.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them. It was.
Go on.
At my summer camp.
How long ago?
I was 16.
Okay.
16 or 17. I was.
Were you a counselor? Camp?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I went, am I, yeah. Was I a counselor?
No.
No. Yeah. No, kind of just decided to keep going, so.
Well, I mean, it was an, it, okay. It,
Peter Pan complex.
It was an, yeah. It was an all boys canoe tripping camp in Algonquin Park in Canada. And it was like, they were like, you want to go back? And I was like, no, I don't want to go back to an all boys camp where we're all sweaty and paddling. Mm-hmm. I could out somebody, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not what this show is for.
No, this is the show for that. By the way,
so this was at summer camp. It was called Camp Pathfinder. The cool thing about Camp Pathfinder was that there was no electricity except for like in the dining hall and in the offices and stuff. So it was not a modern camp. It was very rough and tough.
Wow. Cool.
No,
it sounds sexy.
Okay.
Well, and I mean, okay, it's not that cool, but I say that to say that like there's no light, like at night, like it's completely dark on
mm-hmm.
the island.
Mm-hmm.
It's also
on
an island.
It's on an island. Yeah. Okay. This is a relevant fact.
So at the very top of the island, it's like a slow hill. And at the very top of the island is the baseball diamond. And you have to cross the baseball diamond if you are in one area of the camp and you have to go to the bathroom. It's like, you got it. You got to do it. And nobody likes doing it because it's this big open space in the middle of the night.
No.
So there was, of course, as there are at all summer camps, legends about, you
mm-hmm.
know, like
mm-hmm.
this person drowned and then blah, blah, blah. At this summer camp, it was, yes, a legend, but like it actually did happen too. Like there's documents to prove it that an owner of the camp's daughter drowned right off of the island.
Mm-hmm.
And so then there's been stories of sightings and this, that, and the next thing, but often she would only appear to the few female staff that were there. And one night I was walking home after getting stoned in a cabin
cool.
with other counselors.
Nice.
But walking by the baseball diamond and, oh, also she always wore like a long white dress. This sounds so like, oh, really? Like a woman in a wedding dress who's dead or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like walking back from hanging out with friends. I had to cross the baseball diamond. I already didn't want to because it was scary. I already didn't want to because I was stoned.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had my flashlight and I was like shining it around and like, wouldn't you know?
No.
I shine it down by the dugout, and it was unquestionable. There's this figure in a long, white, billowy dress just standing.
Mm.
And she was standing, and I knew, she was standing, like, in profile, too. And I was like,
oh, God,
I don't want to turn, I mean,
please
I...
Please don't turn at me.
Yeah, and I just, whoop, with the flashlight, turned away and just fled.
Oh, holy shit. Actually, profile is way scarier.
That is
right?
So scary.
Profile is way scarier.
Because I just picture
scarier.
Her turning
no,
her head slowly.
Guys.
Yeah. Beckoning over.
No. Fuck. So you fled. Did you tell anybody about what you saw?
Yes. And everyone was like, ooh, yeah. Guess you saw her.
Kids are so funny. They're like, yeah, that's real. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. Cool. You weren't scared, were you, Harris? And I was like, no. Who, me? Talking to Aaron Harris here, no.
Oh, God. Yikes. So you were 16.
So I was 16,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's the one and only time that, like, I've actually seen a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was I freaking out because I was stoned and, like, already didn't like being stoned? Maybe. Who knows? But I'm buying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never hallucinated because I've been stoned.
No.
No. But haven't you ever, like, stoned or not stoned, like, you see something out of the corner of your eye or you see a figure, like, my roommate was convinced that he was being haunted by an extremely tall Victorian woman standing over him, watching him sleep, because he woke up like one or two nights in a row, seeing this like extremely tall, lanky Victorian woman staring at him, until he realized that actually what he was seeing was a bunch of towels hanging on the back of his door.
I have had that experience.
And sure. He was just like freaked out because he was, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, of course. But that's different.
That is different, yeah.
That's a lot different.
Yeah. Yikes. Okay, so you've got a history. a dark history, sure.
Yeah.
Very... I sensed it on you when you came in.
Right? Yeah, I hide it well.
but I want to know about your...
Yeah, tell us the story that Lillian knows that she loves.
I don't know it. Oh.
I don't know it either.
It's been hinted at from Aaron.
So, this happened... at the beginning of last December, my mom and sister were in town. They wanted to go to the Tenement Museum. I didn't really know what the Tenement Museum... I mean, I know what the Tenement Museum is, but I didn't know that it was like, this is the actual building, and we're going to go on a walking... We're going to walk up these steps and go into these rooms. Like, I thought it was like a walking tour outside around the city, and it's like, if you look at this building to your right, this is
right
where, you know, mm-hmm. seamstresses worked or whatever. So I didn't know that we were going inside a building, which didn't freak me out at first. Also, the gift shop and the tenement... Have you guys been to the Tenement Museum?
No. Mm-hmm.
So the gift shop where you go and you wait for your group to be called couldn't be more lighthearted, even though like all
I have seen it because I work in the Lower East Side. It's right there on Delancey, right?
Yeah. It's right on... It's like right on Essex and Delancey.
Yeah.
I feel like every straight guy I know has like dated someone who like does tours at the Tenement Museum. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's kind of like a girl type.
Interesting.
Totally.
You know, like
a Tenement Museum tour guide.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
Classic New York archetype.
DMTG. And the gift shop was like, even though all the names of the tours were like Hardship and Strife, or like Living in the Dark, or like Disease, It's New York, or whatever. Wow. And I was like, okay. But the gift shop itself was like 101 great Jewish jokes.
Yeah. You know?
So I didn't know what to think. So the tour that we went on was called Hard Times.
Having hard times.
Oh my God, that's...
There's no love to be found.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay.
So it's like a group of like 10 of us, because it's a very small building that you go into, and the building has been preserved like from the late 1800s. There are many things you are not allowed, like you can't touch the walls. There's designated spaces where you can stand. The only thing you're allowed to touch is the banister, the wooden banister leading up the stairs, because apparently like human oil from your hands like helps preserve it.
Mm-hmm.
So going into this, let me just say that like I'm totally like sensitive, but I would not consider myself to be a medium or an empath in the way that people think of empaths. Nor was I asking to get any of this information. Like, mm-hmm. I was interested in the tour. I wasn't like, I don't want to be here, and I'm tired, and I'm starving, and this is dumb. Like, but I get in, so we get into the building, and everything's hunky-dory. We start walking up the steps. I'm touching the banister, because I'm allowed to touch the banister, and I'm like, this is magical. We get to the top of the steps, and so, as I said, Hard Times, it's all about, like, this is how people lived. We went to two different apartments, and it was all not what they did for work, but it was like, these were the living conditions, and can you imagine living here, blah, 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 blah. And let me just say that, like, anyone who has feelings can go to the Tenement Museum or go to a place like this where there was so much hardship and there's so much history and so many people lived and died there. They're like, it's not like I'm like, I really felt something, you mm-hmm. know? Like, anybody can get creeped out by a place like that. But this never happened to me before. We get to the top of the steps, this tour starts, and all of a sudden I'm like wildly dizzy. Dizzy, dizzy, dizzy. And like, as we move further into the room, I'm like, okay, now I'm dizzy And I could feel energy going up and down my body and up and down my body. And like my third eye was just like, it just felt like blah, 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 blah. Something was being activated where I was like, this is weird.
Damn.
I've not felt this before. And also everything that was happening, it wasn't like, at one point I just kept being like, is somebody smoking right next to me? Like I smell cigarette smoke, but it wasn't like, it's all happening kind of in your mind while you can actually smell it too. So it wasn't like I could see the smoke, but I was just like, what? And I was looking around at other people. And of course my mom was there and she was like, you know who needs to come here is Donald Trump. She's like, see how people lived. And I was like, oh yeah, I really think that's gonna change his heart and mind.
Classic liberal mom thing to say. Man,
that's so funny.
Oh God, she would not. I mean, I love my mom so much, but it's like, just because somebody says, does anyone have any questions, doesn't mean you need to have a question. But I was, okay, so, you know, you're in these rooms and it's like one of the rooms that you go into is the middle room of this 3-room apartment. And it's like, this is where people slept. And I walked into that room and yes, it looks very creepy and anybody could be like, yeah, this is creepy. But like I felt freezing cold. Like there's so many cold spots everywhere. There were so many weird breezes that I was like, where there's no, like, wow. The windows aren't open. There's so many weird breezes. And then I started getting images of, like, you know, a kid over there dying of tuberculosis. Here's somebody crying here. We walk into another room and they still have like original paintings and original furniture. And I couldn't look at this one painting of this woman who had lived there because she was just staring at me. And not in a way that like, okay, you look at a painting and it's looking at you, like staring at me. The door to that third room, I was like, there's a little boy behind.
Fuck.
There's a little boy behind that door who like wants to play. And I couldn't see. And it was like, everything that I was seeing was happening inside. But I knew that it was there. Ugh. We walk into, so then we like leave that apartment, you know, that unit to go to like the quote unquote happier unit, which was not happy at all. This one had more furniture. This was a different family. And this was where I walked into the kitchen and I just started getting this violent, violent imagery of people hitting each other with frying pans. Ugh. At one point, the tour guide, like she was talking about something and I just heard this man behind me just repeating, it was awful, it was awful, it was awful.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh God. And like, mind you, the entire, like, I'm still super dizzy. Like,
yeah, what were you doing? Like, how are you interacting during this time? Were you talking to your family? Were they like, hey, Aaron, what's up? Did they know? Were you noticeably like?
My sister noticed because she like turned around at one point to me and she was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Like, I think she was feeling something too. No, everybody else just seemed like, was just, I don't know. Everyone else was totally chill with it. And maybe I was being dramatic, but like, I looked around and I was like, is anyone else feeling this? And yeah. I imagined that I was like pale.
Right.
And I was like super hot. And then my mom was like, you want to take off your jacket? And I was like, no, yeah. No, absolutely. I was just like, I could not wait for it to be over.
Wow.
We walked into another room and like this like smell of perfume was like totally overwhelming. Like I felt like I could not breathe in there.
Jeez.
And I was like, I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta go.
Damn, dude.
And then we finally finished the tour and walked outside and I was like, I did not like that. And my mom was like, oh, relax.
We need to get her on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, you do, yeah.
Fuck.
But it fucked me up for the rest of the day and that's the first time that something like that has happened.
Yeah.
To me. You know, because I don't get that kind of stuff, or I do to a much, much lesser extent in tarot readings, and I don't actively, like, I'm not trying to communicate that way with spirit. And at one point when I was in the museum, I was like, why are you showing me just all of the horrible things?
Right.
Like, I asked, I was like, why do you need to show me this? Like, you can't show me anything good that happened? And there was just kind of like no answer. I mean, it did die down a little bit after that, but I was like, yeah, I get it. It was awful, but like, why are you telling me all of this?
Like, you don't have to convince me.
Yeah, you'd be like, yeah,
The boy needs to watch.
Yeah. God. That's so intense.
It was intense.
Fuck.
I hope you got your money back.
Yeah, they
have. In other ways. I mean, my mom bought me a very expensive cologne.
Nice.
As a consolation.
Were you, like, drained when you... Did you, like, have to go home or...
I think that if I had not been with my family, that I would have been like, all right, I'm bouncing.
Yeah.
But, like, just being with my mom and sister and, you know, my mom's best friend, who's basically my aunt, like, I felt okay and it felt good to walk around. But, like, I needed to eat something. I needed to drink something, which is, like, after an intense tarot reading or, like, a marathon, if I get hired to read at a party... For 3 hours, it's like, you gotta eat, you gotta drink, like, yeah. You gotta just chill.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's too overwhelming. But that was, like, the most intense, like, that fucked me up for, like, a week and a half.
Jesus Christ. Do you think that there was anything that you did, like, you weren't, the thing is, you weren't looking and you weren't, like, opening up your, it just, like, happened, which is, like, pretty scary.
I think, I've been thinking about it, and I think, you know, some people who are highly susceptible to communicating with the unseen or the unknown or whatever, do protection spells before they leave the house and this, that, and the next thing, which I don't really do. So I don't think it's because, like, I didn't do my protection spell that day or something. I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, well, I was with my mom and sister and people that, like, I really love and, like, feel safe with, and maybe
you, like, let your guard down somehow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Like, why there? Why at the Tenement Museum on a Saturday afternoon in a group tour?
Right.
When I wasn't particular, like, I wasn't hungover. I wasn't particularly exhausted. I wasn't nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my energy, like that being, like, saying, like, my energy felt, like, strong. Like, I didn't feel like my particular veil or aura was, like, thin.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'm not going to go there.
No, but I highly recommend it. It actually was really interesting.
I bet it was, but that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
I still think that people should go.
Spirit's like, what? You wanted the tour. Yeah,
this is the
you
tour.
You wanted the tour. This is the tour.
Spirit was like, you know who needs to come here? Donald Trump.
You? I'm going to tell your mother to tell you that Donald Trump should come here.
I was like,
I just knew she was going to say
that's
that.
So funny. That's, like, perfect.
And she kept trying to, like, bring him up. She was like, oh my just God. Like Donald Trump. And I was like, Mom, we're in New York. Like, everyone here agrees with you.
Yeah.
Like, she's so, just always on guard. Always looking for the Trump supporter.
Oh, boy.
I love the, like, your mom, like, outing somebody for being a Trump supporter on the Tenement Museum tour. It's really great
she
stuff.
She really would she do was that.
What, you don't think he needs to come here?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
You don't think he needs to come here?
Interesting. I guess I see where you stand.
My mom.
You guys are my Jewish parents right now.
My mom, yeah. Yeah, you know. Oh, after Bush was reelected, my mom went absolutely insane and got into a huge fight with a saleswoman at Pottery Barn over the environment. It was like, my voice just cracked because it was that traumatic.
What a lovely woman. She sounds like, I really do love her.
Pottery Barn.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for, like,
thank you,
giving us all of this, like, information and experience.
Yes, and thank you for continuing to be our tarot resource.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And guru.
Thank you for having me on. Of course. Sorry if I TED talked to
you. We're perfect. No, don't apologize.
I'm sorry if I was the best guest that you guys have ever had.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we'll definitely be needing your help soon again, yeah. I'm sure.
Anytime.
All right.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Ghosts to Show You is created and written by Emily Panic and Lillian Devane. The podcast is edited by Emily Panic. Our original theme song is by LP, and our artwork is by Paco Park. If you like the podcast, please rate and subscribe, and if you don't, then don't. Follow us on Instagram @ghosts to show you. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.